All right, let's get the agenda from yesterday's second meeting for the county commissioners. We'll start first. Anything on citizens' comments?
We didn't have anybody speak during citizens' comments, but we did have a group of young ladies sat in on the meeting yesterday there. They're a part of the leadership group here in McCook. They're Brandy McConnell, obviously, down at the Chamber of Commerce, Haley Kopsa from the MCCC, and then Jessica Johnson. All three sat in on the meeting and just kind of watched how we took care of business, and certainly welcomed them and was glad to have them in attendance anyway. So.
All right, and folks are invited if they want to come by like those three did. If they want to sit in and see how you guys do things, come on by.
Absolutely. That's always our motto. You know, we're more than welcome to have anybody just come by and sit down in the meeting, or if you do need to address the board, whether it's during citizens' comment or if you'd show up at a later time, we certainly will fit you in somewhere so that we can address your concerns anyway. So we certainly welcome that.
Review accounts payable claims.
And it was the second Monday of the month, so there was a whole bunch of them to look at yesterday there.
Krista Carrillo, assessor, presented a contract with Central Plains valuation for commercial maintenance for the board's approval.
That's correct. Our first agenda item was with Krista Carrillo, the Red Willow County assessor. We've already got Central Plains valuation contracted as far as doing a full-blown commercial reevaluation over this next few months for Red Willow County. But on top of that, we needed to have a contract signed with them just for the commercial maintenance piece of their work. And this would really be just a some pickup work on any new construction or remodeling that might have took place that wouldn't be involved with their overall reappraisal. Their rate for these services is $125 per hour, and Christy said normally this probably doesn't take more than a day and a half to 2 days there, so it'll just be a hit and miss scenario in which they are here to do some of that pickup work, but certainly it's part of the project and needed to have them on board for this maintenance contract.
Quarterly jail inspection?
Yes, once again, I mean, you look at this, our agenda obviously was fairly short, but at 9:30, we did go over for our quarterly jail inspection. Alan Cotchware, Red Willow County Sheriff, and Dee Schultz, jail administrator, met with us there. And I tell you, I mean, over this past year, our numbers just do not seem to change. As of yesterday, we had 33 inmates in jail, 26 of those right here in McCook. We have four up in Curtis Frontier County Jail, three over in Trenton at the Hitchcock County Jail, and it's, you know, just continues to run at that same level there, and I don't know if we're ever going to really see a decline in this. Staffing wise, we're still down just slightly. We certainly need a couple more jailers, so if people would be interested in that type of work, I mean, certainly there are some jobs available there. As far as facility concerns, addressed us on the camera issues. Last spring, we'd actually officially voted and signed a contract to get some new cameras and monitoring equipment installed in the facility. These have still not showed up. I mean, we look across the whole world there and how the shipping of different items is taking place, and this is certainly a reflection of this. We're struggling to get those, so obviously we're limping along and just keep repairing our old system and allowing it to work the best it can so we can monitor everything that goes on in the facility. But we sure hope that very soon that we will be seeing this equipment show up and have that installed, so we definitely have a much better security system in place there. Other issues, I mean, obviously, when you look at the number of prisoners that we have, medical and dental costs, obviously, are just extremely high. There's a lot of issues, I mean, with that. And over the years, you know, I've heard other jail administrators talk about mental health issues in their jails, and it's really striking us here in Red Willow County, too, that, you know, more than just a jail, we're becoming a mental health facility, holding facility, too, there, and trying to get these people the proper treatment that they need is very tough there. So working a lot through Region 2 to help us in that manner, but certainly there's just so many new things that have popped up over this past year through the pandemic that really didn't forecast or predict. But, you know, at some point in time, we'd like to see these numbers ease a little bit, but I don't see that happening anytime soon. So all the staff's doing the best they can. They're hanging in there. Some of them are working a lot of hours and certainly appreciate that, but you know, you can only go at that pace for so long. So certainly hope that we can continue to address the staffing issue and get some more people hired so that we can train them and relieve some of the tension that is taking place within the facility. But overall, I mean, all the rest of the maintenance throughout the building is fine. Don't seem to be having any major issues other than just needing to get those new cameras installed. So certainly good discussions with Dee yesterday. We were over there just about 30 minutes talking to her and Alan. So just wish them best of luck and encourage them to keep up the good work that's being done.
Yeah, and a couple of items on the consent agenda as well.
We did. Obviously, approving minutes is something we do each and every week. The second item was approve accounts payable claims. As I related to you earlier, being a second Monday of the month, we had the bulk of the claims, and yesterday was certainly a large amount. It was $592,345.13. Now, that is extremely larger than normal, but it is primarily due to the fact that the jail bonds come due at this time, and that was $308,773. So obviously you can see that alone offsets over half of that. And then we did have our quarterly payment on our liability insurance, not only for county buildings but road buildings too. So there was an extra cost there. So next month, those claims will certainly come down. Item number three, changes to pledged securities for the county treasurer. These were dated 11-1 of 2021, just showing where the money's invested in the different banks here in Red Willow County. Right now, primarily most of that's in McCook National there. And then the last item, we need chairman's signature on a county road occupancy agreement for McCook Public Power. They got a project southwest of McCook going. They're going to be boring some across a couple different roads, across Road 711 and then also Drive 710 and Road 710. And then they are going to bury directly down a mile of road on Road 710 there, and then some other areas out in this projected work site will be on private property also there. So pretty big project that McCook Public Power has going, but we did approve that and get it ready for their work to take place. And then finally, wrapping up the meeting, reports, we had Miller & Associates annual road and bridge report. This is just an annual report that has to be submitted to the state. It was for our review. And then, of course, District County Clerk's monthly revenue report, her paper just showing her services in her office for the month also. So, you know, a fairly light agenda, but still some very good items that we needed to address and take care of.
Especially the quarterly jail inspection was the most discussion there.
Absolutely. We had a lot of discussion and still, you know, some things we need to work on, and hopefully we can get them cameras in here fairly soon, because that is a major item that's causing us some headaches over there.
All right. County commissioners meet every Monday morning, 9 o'clock at the Red Willow County Courthouse. Again, the public invited, and you've got two more meetings, right?
Two more meetings this month, and then just for a heads up for everybody, obviously Veterans Day is this Thursday, so the Red Willow County Courthouse will be closed that day, so certainly don't plan on going to do any business on the 11th.
All right. And then the following, just kind of look ahead, Thanksgiving you'll be close to.
Absolutely. Thanksgiving and then actually the day after Thanksgiving, too. That's been a long going process for that's in the personnel manual for many years there, so county employees get 2 days off there.
Keep that in mind. That week comes around, and Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, get your stuff done that week.
Absolutely. That'll be a real quick week there, and certainly be wrapping up the month then. So
Earl and I would be thinking about all that great turkey and mashed potatoes and all the pies and dressing and gaining 10 pounds during that week.
Yeah, absolutely. It's this time of the year, it's not hard to overindulge in food anyway. So
that's what part of Thanksgiving's all about.
Absolutely. You'd always appreciate the good food and just being around family. So
you bet. Have a great rest of the week, sir, and hey, you might have some rain tomorrow. Maybe. We'll see.
Surely wouldn't hurt anything. You know, that little bit of snow last week gave us a little dab of moisture, but we definitely need a lot more. So.
All right. Thanks, sir. We'll see you next week.
All right. Take care.
And good luck with the calling plays and getting in the swing of things for Wisconsin, okay? Because, yeah, that road trip to Madison is always a tough one, that's for sure.
That one looks like it'd probably be pretty challenging there. So,
but just if you don't win that one, win the day after Thanksgiving against Iowa, then things should be okay.
Yeah, that'd be nice to at least get one more on the year anyway. Yeah. So.